On your left, beside the PRT station, the new Evansdale Crossing is like a mini mountain lair for students on this campus. It offers several restaurants, a Barnes & Noble bookstore, student services offices, including the registrar, classrooms, student accounts, and financial aid. WVU students rarely have to venture to the registrar. Students and faculty can do almost everything online through our new mobile-friendly site, WVU Portal. Through the portal, students can check grades, check account balances, send and receive email, access online course materials, view academic and athletic calendars, access other WVU resources, and even check the status of the PRT. Every student, staff, and faculty member also receives a free email account. The financial aid office is a good one to know. In the 2015-2016 academic year, WVU awarded over $433 million in grants, loans, work-study opportunities, and scholarships. Loans, grants, and work-study are the three main types of aid. February 1st is the priority deadline to receive maximum consideration for aid. Last year, $48 million in scholarships were awarded. Apply as early as you can. If students qualify financially for the work-study program, they receive a job on campus that enables them to earn a paycheck and study for classes. Students work in offices, labs, and nearly every department. It is a great way to earn money and gain real work experience. Scholarships at WVU are merit-based. When you submit your application, the Undergraduate Scholarship Office determines if you meet the requirements. Separate applications usually are not necessary. Both in-state and out-of-state residents can qualify. At the Crossing, you'll also find the Media Innovation Center, a sandbox for digital media discoveries and collaboration. Tools include 3D printers, drones, virtual reality, augmented reality, and Google Glass. Evansdale Crossing is easy to reach because it connects the engineering PRT station. In the Media Innovation Center, you will also find the Launch Lab, a one-stop shop for the budding entrepreneurs. Perks include a business coach, marketing tips for media students, intellectual property advice from law students, a lab to create prototypes of your great idea and tools for programming iPhone and Android apps. Ahead, on your left, you will see the Mineral and Energy Resources Building. It is home to the departments of Petroleum and Natural Gas Engineering, Mining Engineering, Mineral Processing Engineering, Safety Studies, and the Mining Extension Offices. Here, you can also find the Mineral and Energy Museum, where you can appreciate West Virginia's rich mining tradition. Continue around the curve. The Engineering Sciences Building is the tall building on your left. It contains five departments: Chemical, Civil and Environmental, Electrical and Computer, Industrial, and Mechanical and Aerospace Engineering. Charles Vest, a former president of MIT and president of the National Academy of Engineers, was a graduate. Students conduct hands-on research projects, such as building alternative fueled cars, solar-powered homes, and even robots. A group of WVU engineering students built their award-winning robot, Cataglyphus, here. They are the only team to ever win Level 2 of NASA's Sample Robot Return Challenge, bringing home a $750,000 prize, the largest NASA has ever awarded in the challenge. The four-story engineering research building is located beside Engineering Sciences. This research space encourages cross-disciplinary research. The National Research Center for Coal and Energy, known as the NRCCE, is the TAN building. WVU researchers work on projects ranging from alternative fuels to watershed reclamation and acid mine drainage. Students collaborate on important research with faculty. Behind these buildings, the new Advanced Engineering Research Building offers even more space for high-tech learning and discovery. It includes flexible laboratory spaces as well as an 8,000-square-foot clean room where airborne particles cannot contaminate delicate research projects. Students and faculty from all disciplines are making life-changing breakthroughs here in energy, water, cybersecurity, and healthcare. The square white building is the Evansdale Library, which contains over 300,000 volumes, a large computer lab, and an electronic classroom. It's also home to West Virginia's only patent and trademark resource center. You should be arriving at a four-way stop. After stopping, continue straight past the new greenhouse on your right. Plant and soil sciences students grow flowers and plants year-round. Past the greenhouse, enter the parking area on the right. Stop here briefly to learn about agricultural sciences.